Thank you. I'm gonna inquire. Do you believe the watch they praised? God has prepared more, the better plan than mine. The way that he really prepared is perfect and complete. That is the status and the authority that was given to those who really believed and saved. And today we have received a very important message. What's the meaning of the acceptance? You really have to repeatedly listen to the first service and then you have to meditate on it. Then you really have to read all the scriptures, even though it might take some time. You read the God's word and then you meditate on it and then you try to apply the God's word to your life and then you'll be able to see the great work of God. Then you can read the Bible verse with the remnants and you can really do that with the remnants when you guys have the homestay. Greet to each other. You are the evangelists, those who really grab hold onto the covenant. You are the evangelists who revives the region. You are the evangelist who will have the world evangelization. This is the covenant that was given to you. I bless all of you to be able to be used by God for the sake of this movement. Before we really understand acceptance, you should really understand then what kind of state you were before the acceptance. Where exactly you were saved from. It doesn't really matter if you're born with the birth, you have to understand the fundamental problems. Then what is the cause? The fundamental problem is that the being separated from God. What you need to believe in is that the problems that you're facing today, where exactly coming from? Then you should really understand, you should really believe the fundamental problems, and then halfway you actually accept and understand the gospel. What is the fundamental problem? That is, the Satan was eternal master, and he's the one who really grabbed and then captured my life. How? So that I cannot really believe in God. And then the Satan was guiding me to the destruction. So you were born in the sin. And because of that, as a result, we were really going to head into the hell and the death. And our life was just like the hell. Romans 3:23, everyone was short to receive the glory of God. All the problems actually occurred from the original sin. If you really believe in it, and then you were able to believe in Christ. But not only that fundamental problem, what kind of spiritual state were we? How come I'm talking about the spiritual state? Why? Because all of us are actually the spiritual beings. We have the flesh body, but within that we have the spirit. We were created as the image of God, but that spiritual part had been dead. And then what kind of spiritual state were we? then we have no choice but to really live like the slaves of the hell, of the Satan. Exactly what kind of life are we having? And we started having the spiritual problems that we cannot really express. Regardless of the knowledge and the wealth, and then you have started really having the spiritual problems that you cannot really solve as the spiritual problems. And then it was the physical problem, it was the problem in the family and in the mentality. Even after you die, they have no choice but to descend to this eternal hell. But it doesn't finish there. It will be passed on to the next generations, to your offsprings. What kind of spiritual state were we? You're the one who are worried, who did all this. Try to be responsible. You had all these fundamental problems, and then you had the financial problem, then you just try to solve it all by yourself. You don't even know why you have received the physical problems, and then you are in the destiny like that. So all the non-believers is actually having this burden in their life. To get rid of that, we have no choice but to go to the fortune telling, and then some of them will go to the religion, and because they want to do something, so they will be really studying so hard. I don't have money, therefore I can do everything if I only have money. Then we also were really living in these spiritual problems. So acceptance means that even though you are under that kind of spiritual state, where exactly were you? You are actually in the perfect, eternal God's plan. Even though you had this all the sins and problems before the creation, God already had that plan to save you. In your past, it was the status. Even with those things, then God really had the plan already to save you. So Ephesians 1:3-4, it says, before the creation, it was really predestined to really save you. Romans 16:25-27, one day. You are having all these problems one day. Then God's time schedule really come. Then you realize what's the gospel. Then one day you just really realize and understood, this is the fundamental problems. And one day you will just really realize that I'm that this kind of spiritual state. One day, what the gospel is, who the Christ is, according to the God's time schedule, all this time schedule was all revealed. For what? This gospel, these problems, you had to really declare to who? To everyone who is really living in your neighborhood. In this age, there is the problem of the fundamental problems, spiritual problems, and that's why all these kids were really led. So we were entering to the eternal plan. then really, if you really believe in that, then that's how you can really change your platform, your past as the platform. Because of my parents are like that, because of my situation and environment, because of me, because of the person. No, that's not true. All these things, he really wanted to reveal what the gospel is. That's why. What kind of God is he? He wouldn't really leave all this past alone. All these experiences you had in the past, then you really need to understand, and he will really show you about the acceptance. There is the then you believe and you accept, which means that you believe in the triune God. Not only Christ, not only the Creator, not only the Holy Spirit. You should really know that not only the accepting of Christ. So think about the Catholics, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Jesus is still dead. And that is not the faith. That's the religion, right? Now, what is the faith that we must really have? What is the faith that will really set you free from the fundamental problems? The Creator God, before the creation, God, the Creator really had the plan to save us. And to fulfill the covenant, and then Jesus really came as the Christ. And really on the cross, he really finished his fundamental problems. Right now, he dwells in you as the through the Holy Spirit. So when you really accept this Christ, and that's when you can really say that you are really saved ones. And this triune God, then he will be really working upon you through the salvation. And you are the witness of the salvation. Then you are the witness of the fulfilling the salvation. Because as the result of the salvation, and then God is with you. What is the salvation? Eternally, completely, you were really free from this. Then your problems that have been really separate from God have been really finished. And eternally, God is with you. And then the master completely changed. And then you don't even have that right to be deceived by Satan. The past, present, and future, everything was really and then there's no hell. No matter where you go, and then that will be really changed to that God's throne. And then you have actually received this blessing for free. And that is not the gospel. That is not the religion. That was done by grace of God. Why? Because no one can say I did it. I solved my fundamental problems and I did hard work. God gave the salvation through the grace. God really gave us by the grace to us that Jesus Christ. And this is what we call the gospel. It's not the religion. Why? Because me, myself, it's not really, it's gone. So Jesus Christ is really attached. Then you really have to, that Jesus Christ is really attached with you, and then you really have to praise it, and you have to believe in it. Doesn't really matter if it's good time, bad time, you have received this. But even if you are going through the tough time, and you have to remember that fundamentally you are free. Don't talk about other person's spiritual state, this person's spiritual, your own spiritual state. Don't talk about it. There are really bad spiritual state people. You have the gospel, then you're saying that, I can't really do it. It's not being humble. That's disbelief. What is the measurement, and what makes you think that your spiritual state is good or bad? Then if the triune God is with you, then your spiritual state should be the best. You have to really enjoy this gospel every day. And how exactly do we really? You are the God's temple. What does that mean? Because the king lives in you. Who will be really attacking you? Then this foolish Satan will be. Why is it? Why would a foolish Satan? He's been crushed. His head had been crushed, but he still tries to go against. Then you're deceived by that kind of Satan, then you're also very foolish. So you really need to believe that within you, this royal king, the Christ indwells in you, and then it doesn't really matter who you are. You yourself is the God's temple. Not only that. Revelation 3:20. He even enters you, 3:26, and then he even enters you and then have meal. Jewish people, who are they going to have the meal? It's someone who is really close to them. Why? The Jewish. Now for the Jewish, it's very important time. Too important. It's like, unlike us, they don't really talk about the gossiping. Because it's their forum time. Then Jesus Christ is really enters to you, your heart, and then stays there and have meal with you. It means that the very most important person has really enters you. Then it's really like you're inviting, let's say, president to your house. The most important person, the person really came to you and enters to yourself, and then he's the one who really had the promise to have dinner with you, to have forum with you. The very important person is really indwells in you. Until when? Until the eternity. It's not temporary. It's not something like when you really feel good. It's not the time that you kind of misunderstood. You're having the good time, good spiritual state all the time. Because before the creation, God had really wanted to be with you. Then he's really waiting for you. Then finally, he is with you, and he really has the plan to give you all this acceptance and salvation till the end. Not only that, Romans, God really gave us the love. The love that doesn't really go cold. Then for those who will have the kids, homestay. There was the new word I've heard. I don't think you know. The new people know. Kaeru ka. You don't know, right? Kaeru ka gensho. That's the syndrome of the So simply put, then you go just cold, whatever. Then the God's love will never go cold. But even if you don't love God, and then God always loves you. And nothing can separate you from this God's love. Satan used to love you a lot. But not really, it's not a love. Why? Because the Satan just took everything from us. But God's love is such a big love, great love, so that he even sends his only son for us. So that's why this God is he promised to be with us till the end. You're protected and you're a child of God. Not only that, by the law, your status has been really changed. Romans 8:1-2. Curses, sins, nothing will really capture me. Why? Because I've been shifted to the law of the life. Legally speaking, you're God's child. And no one can vanish that. Not only that. Then the Holy Spirit is responsible for you. You should really lean on God. Because there's nothing that you can be responsible for. The more you try to, then the hard it will get. Then you will be discouraged and disappointed. And then God said, from the beginning, come to me, then I took everything, then I bear everything. Then you have to put my yoke. Then that is only believe. With the things that I have, then I can't really evangelize. If I just work hard, I can evangelize. Not really. You have to lean and let the Holy Spirit work. The ministry, you have to let the Holy Spirit work. When you pray, you don't really pray hard. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit even prays for you. The Holy Spirit will work on you so that you can really understand the God's word in depth. I have to really pray hard. The prayer time is the time that you can really rely on the Holy Spirit. Let me be able to realize your deep plan for me. That is the authority and the status as a saved person. Not only that. And God gave us the covenant of Romans 16:23. It says that the Satan will be bowed, kneel down before you. You have to believe that in the name of Jesus Christ, then the Satan will kneel down before me. Not kneel down to me, to the Christ who is the Lord and Master of my life. Then all the armies of angels will be mobilized. And then the angels will take my prayer and then give that to God. That's why your prayer can be answered. Because God is actually listening to your prayer. So you have to really... lean on the Holy Spirit, and you have the guarantees of the heaven. Because since you were born, you were heading to the death. As soon as you were born, your life was actually getting toward the hell. As soon as you accepted Christ, and then the direction has been different. And he really changed the journey to really heal and praise and pray. So as if the feeling is something that you're actually going home. So throughout this week, I really want to open up the Bible and read. And you can really think of your life. God, these word, each word will be really embedded in my spirit and my brain. And let us really restore the thanksgiving. Let us be able to meditate on this God's word until I really receive that power. Then you can actually restore the power today. You should really restore the blessing every single day as coming from the acceptance. There is the time schedule for today. Satan really exists. So when you just try to enjoy, then the Bible says that Satan is really looking for or something, then roaring like a lion, looking for something to devour. So that Satan will deceive you so that you don't understand the fundamental problems, and the way is to block you with the physical things. Then Satan will just try to deceive you so that you will be just pay attention to what you see, what you hear. Then Satan will really give you the feeling that the Jesus Christ has not really finished everything. Rather, Satan will give you your own thoughts and make you focus not on the Christ but on yourself. Satan will deceive you so that you cannot really give worship and praise. Then Satan will use the imprint, root, and the nature. There is the rhythm. When you really have the 777 prayer, I think you have experienced that. Those who are really focused and concentrated. When you really have the rhythm, when you have the worship, when you really pray, there is the rhythm. But there is some time that had been really disconnected. That was through the imprint, root, and the nature. You were kind of really, you're really praying. Then one day you receive the imprint, but you really start going back to the system rhythm. But it took for a while to go back. But Satan doesn't really want to show that fundamental problems. Satan doesn't really want you to focus on Christ. Then Satan will be really attacking you, the imprint, root, and the nature, so that you don't really enjoy the praise and the worship. That's why he gave us the name of Jesus Christ. all this authority and the power of Jesus Christ had been really great for us. The God who has all the authority in heaven and earth, that Jesus, the name of Jesus Christ, that will really overcome all these things. That Jesus Christ's name is the one to really crush every single day. You have to really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's how you can really be successful. What's your success? Something that goes well for you? Not really. Then today you really can be, could believe that God was with you. Then after you believe in, then you have to really do the that's able to enjoy the gospel, then enjoy the pray the gospel, and then transmit all this gospel to everyone that I meet this week. As a child of God, then we really had to really receive. And I bless all of you to really enjoy this blessing. Then this week, each word will be really embedded in my brain. Let's really be able to enjoy this meaning of acceptance. And with the evidence, let's really be able to revive the other, and let's really have the evangelist. Life of the evangelist, and all this homestay, and all the, upon all the field, let this work of God be established. Let's pray.